Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Nick Sperry. I had just been on the phone, set up an account, and got the two emails. Both emails, first email actually had my a link that I was supposed to hit that took me to my account now online, and there was no password. It just took me directly there. So the first thing, of course, I wanted to do was change my password to something that I know.
And of course.
I don't know I don't know what the password is that they set me up with. There's no information regarding that.
So in that email with the link, there should be a temporary password.
Yeah, you would think. Please click here to complete your registration for your fiber account. Through the portal, you'll be able to view balance, account balance, pay your bill, and so much more by completing blah, 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 blah. We look forward to serving you. Click here to view our residential agreement. And that is it. I see no password anywhere on that email.
Okay.
The other email, same thing, nothing.
No worries. What is your service address, please? I will be more than happy to help you with this.
Okay. Now, also, I would appreciate it if you could push this upstairs and let them know that the two emails sent, there is not a password being accompanied.
Absolutely.
28 Prince Street, Red Hook, New York, 12571. 28 Prince, Son of the King, Red Hook, two words. Got it.
Oh, I'm aware. We're all locals here.
Oh, where are you, Kingston?
Yep, we're actually headquartered in Kingston, so...
Yeah, so I noticed in Florida is your other office.
Yes, we have a small office down there. We do provide some service down there, but our headquarters are here in Kingston.
Where in Kingston are you? The old
at
IBM?
The old IBM building.
I kind of figured that would be a good spot for you.
Absolutely. Okay, Nick, and I've got you pulled up. Can you also provide me with a good phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
You should have it, 774-208-1208.
Perfect. Just wanted to make sure that was also up to date.
As of the last half hour, correct?
Yes. Well, we do have to verify every time you call
in. I know, but you're not saying that. You're verifying I am who I am.
Yep. But it's also just to make sure that, you know, God forbid it's mistyped in the system.
Oh, that could never happen. Human error doesn't exist.
Okay, so let me go ahead and reset the password for you. It's going to be temp with a capital P, so temp as in short for temporary.
So lowercase T-E-M?
Nope, it's going to be a capital T, lowercase E-M-P, the numbers 2024 with an exclamation point. So you should be able to type that in as your password, your old password, and then you should be able to type in your new password if you're already logged in.
Hold on. It didn't let me do it. Let me see. I just got another email. Did you
send
it to me?
Yeah, it's an automated email that states that I changed your password for you. You'll get another one once you change it to your permanent password.
Okay. So let me go back. I'm just messed up here. Capital T-E-M-P. And the numbers were?
2024. And then an exclamation point. And just remember the first letter is capitalized.
Okay. Color errors. Oh, 8 characters. I'm getting silly. Okay.
There is no restrictions other than the fact that it has to be 8 or longer.
8 characters for a password?
Yeah, it's actually considered too short if it's less than 8 characters.
Yeah. That's where you got it set up. I hate that.
It's but anything over 8 characters should be plenty. I mean, there's no limit as to how many characters that I know of. But it has to be a minimum of 8. It can be alphanumeric.
Do I have to have a capital?
No, there's no restrictions on it. So it can be all lowercase if you so prefer. It could be capital and lowercase. You can include a special character if you want. But as far as I know, there's no restrictions on, like, hey, you must have a capital and a number and a special character, like a lot of websites
do. I just did 8 and it didn't take it. Then it says, please enter at least one character from the 3 of the following 4 categories.
Oh, interesting, because it never told me that.
All right. New password.
Yes.
Uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, special characters.
Okay, so I would just do alphanumeric, one uppercase, one lowercase, and then, or at least some lowercase, and then a number. That way it meets the 3 of the requirements.
And a special character.
No, it said as long as it meets 3 of the following.
Oh, 3. See, I read it and I'm not even paying attention.
Nope, you're all good. It's Friday Eve. It's perfectly fine.
Are you working from home?
Yeah, today, yes. I do apologize.
What was that? Don't apologize. That's your dog, right?
It is. It is. We have a new puppy. We have a new puppy, so the older dog is not too happy.
What'd you get? What puppy?
He's a pity. But the older dog, he's 13. He's a basset hound. But of course, he wants nothing to do with the puppies. So.
Well, they got a complex. The basset hound. They were like at the end of the line when they were passing out legs. Isn't that true?
Yeah, they have those short, stubbly little legs. Absolutely. Yeah. And they definitely love barking once in a while. Although mine is less barky than most, I have to admit.
Okay, let me put the other matching password.
Yep, as long as it matches, it will work perfectly. And I don't think it gives you the option to view your password that you're typing in.
Yeah,
which actually, that's another suggestion that I'm planning on putting in as well.
Yeah. And the other thing, and the last thing, hopefully, is when I was on the phone, I said, I don't want any marketing material. I don't want to be abused. And maybe she only did it for text, but when I opened up the account.
No worries. I can definitely edit that.
I don't want any marketing. I don't need third parties and everybody else exploiting my world.
Nope, no worries.
In this ever-changing world, making it more impossible to do so. Okay, I guess we're good.
Absolutely, perfect.
All right, well, have a good day.
You as well, and I'm glad that I was able to help you with getting your password all set up, and that way we have it all set. And also,
yep.
I edited it so that I could make sure that there was no marketing sent to either your cell phone or your email address.
Yeah, but let them know upstairs that the emails sent do not have a password.
Absolutely. I will definitely notate that, and I will send that up the chain as well, because I have noticed that a couple times. It seems to be, you know, most people do get the temporary password, but then you have the once-in-a-while issue there. So I do apologize for that.
No worries. Have a good day.
You as well, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.